Chapter 23. God's Unconditional Love for You. In the last chapter, we studied 1 John 4, verse 18. The contents of this verse are vitally important to any person who was afraid. This verse of Scripture says that perfect love will cast fear out of your life, and that any person who is afraid is not experiencing perfect love. We then studied three additional passages of Scripture to see what the Bible says about how love is perfected. We saw that love is perfected in three ways. Love is perfected as a result of a close and intimate relationship with God and staying close to God at all times. Love is perfected by loving other people unconditionally, regardless of how they treat you. Love is perfected by showing your love for God by continually living in God's Word, growing in your relationship with Him through His Word, and sharing His Word, the gospel, with others as He commands. In this chapter, we will expand on the following verse of Scripture that we looked at in the last chapter. Quote, "We know, understand, recognize, are conscious of, by our observation and experience, and believe, adhere to, and put faith in and rely on, the love God cherishes for us. God is love, and he who dwells and continues in love dwells and continues in God, and God dwells and continues in him. In this union and communion with him, love is brought to completion and attains perfection in us." Unquote. 1 John 4, verse 16 and 17, Amplified. This passage of Scripture essentially says that you must trust completely in God's incredible love for you, and that you should constantly abide in God and His love. You should stay so close to your Father that you consistently are aware of the reality of His great love for you. Your Father wants you to dwell continually in His love for you. You should always be conscious of His indwelling presence. He wants you to have absolute faith in Him all the time, regardless of the circumstances you face. Jesus Christ gave His life for every person who lived on earth at the time He was crucified, and also for all the billions of people who would live during the many years after His death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven. Quote, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Unquote. John 3, verse 16, King James. Jesus died on the cross at Calvary and rose from the dead so that every person who believes that He paid the full price for their sins will live eternally in heaven. See the appendix in the back of this book for complete scriptural instructions that explain what you should do to be certain that you will live eternally in the glory of heaven instead of suffering throughout eternity in hell. Jesus loves every person so much that He gave His life for all people who lived during His earthly ministry and for every person who would live from that time forward. Quote, "At just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Unquote. Romans 5, verse 6 through 8, NIV. If you meditate on John 3:16 and Romans 5, verse 6 through 8, you will be focusing on the incredible love that God has for you and the tremendous love that Jesus has for you. Jesus loves you so much that He became lower than the angels He created. Jesus willingly set aside the royalty that was His as the Son of Man to come to earth as a mere human being, to die a horrible death, to pay the full price for all your sins. Quote, we are able to see Jesus, who is ranked lower than the angels for a little while, crowned with glory and honor because of his having suffered death, in order that by the grace, unmerited favor of God to us sinners, he might experience death for every individual person. Unquote. Hebrews 2 verse 9 Amplified. Jesus loves you so much that he gave up his life in heaven as the Son of God to come to earth and die a horrible death by crucifixion for you. Jesus loves you just as much as God loves him. He said, quote, I have loved you just as the Father has loved me. Abide in my love. Continue in his love with me. Unquote. John 15, verse 9, Amplified. Stop and think for a moment how much God loves his Son. You must understand that Jesus loves you just as much as his Father loves him. Jesus wants you to be completely secure in his incredible love for you. Your awareness of his love is the greatest security you can possibly have. You will never be afraid, regardless of the circumstances you face, if you accept and receive God's immeasurable love for you. Be filled to overflowing with the love of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus instructs you to continue in his love. He wants you to be conscious of his great love for you constantly, regardless of the circumstances you face. The Bible teaches that God loves you so much that the sacrifice of his Son is the door for you to walk through to become God's beloved Son. Quote, see what an incredible quality of love the Father has given, shown, bestowed on us, that we should be permitted to be named and called and counted the children of God, and so we are. Unquote. 1 John 3, verse 1, Amplified. If Jesus Christ is your Savior, you are God's beloved child. You can be certain that God is your Father. You are a member of the royal family of God. Your loving Father cares about every little detail in your life. Jesus said, quote, are not two little sparrows sold for a penny? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground without your Father's leave, consent, and notice. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, then. You are of more value than many sparrows. Unquote. Matthew 10, verse 29 through 31, Amplified. God is interested in every detail of your life, just as loving parents here on earth are interested in every aspect of the lives of their children. If God cares about everything that happens to a sparrow, you can be certain that he cares about every minute detail of your life. God's incredible love for you should be your greatest source of security every day. God said, quote, though the mountains should depart and the hills be shaken or removed, yet my love and kindness shall not depart from you. Unquote. Isaiah 54, verse 10, Amplified. Lean on God's love. Focus on his love. Fill your eyes, your ears, your mind, your heart, and your mouth day and night with scripture pertaining to God's love. Refuse to allow conditions in the world, no matter how difficult they may seem, to deter you from the constant focus on and absolute trust in your Father and his love for you. God's love will be perfected in your life as you live in his love, regardless of the seeming severity of the circumstances you face. Jesus loves you so much that nothing can separate you from his love for you. Quote, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Unquote. Romans 8, verse 35 through 39, NIV. This passage of Scripture lists a wide variety of potential calamities. No matter how difficult the adversity you face may seem, nothing can separate you from the love of God in Jesus Christ. The words, "more than conquerors," in this passage of Scripture are very important. The victory that Jesus won when he rose from the dead is so great and powerful that you are not just a conqueror over every problem you will ever face. You are more than a conqueror, because you can and must share in the greatest victory that has ever been won. See John 16, verse 33, 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14, and 1 John 5, verse 45. Refuse to be dismayed by any problem you face, no matter how severe this problem may seem. Meditate day and night on Scripture pertaining to the love of Jesus Christ and be blessed in his tender love. Boldly speak this Scripture. Do not allow the seeming severity of whatever problems you face to penetrate your mind or your heart. Live in the beautiful love that God has for you. Live in the victory that Jesus won for you. Refuse to give up. Know that the victory of Jesus Christ is your victory as you meditate day and night on Scripture pertaining to his love. Live in God's love. That is the mightiest weapon on earth. You will not be afraid of anything if you meditate on and are empowered by God's word. Know and be so grateful that God and his supernatural love for you will sustain you every day. Quote, "O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be to you. Be strong, yes, be strong." Unquote. Daniel 10, verse 19, Amplified. Your Father has consistently instructed you not to be afraid. He wants his love to be perfected in you. He has given you his supernatural peace. He has given you his supernatural strength. He does not want you to be afraid of anything at any time, regardless of how severe the problem may seem. Quote, "The Lord is gracious, merciful, and full of loving compassion." Unquote. Psalm 111, verse 4, Amplified. If you abide in love, you will live in a continual consciousness of his love for you. Every area of your life will be filled with the love of God. God's love will flow from you to others. You will be conscious of God's grace, mercy, and love throughout every day of your life. Quote, "Goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life." Unquote. Psalm 23, verse 6, Amplified. Your Father promises to lift you above the problems you face if you know him intimately and trust him completely in his love, mercy, and forgiveness. Because you operate in the power of the name of Jesus Christ, God will do wonders through you, miracles every day, as you yield yourself to him for his glory. God knows everything about you. He knows all your faults and shortcomings. He still loves you totally, completely, and unconditionally. Your Father does not condemn you for anything. Quote, "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Unquote. Romans 8, verse 1, NIV. The Apostle Paul prayed that the Ephesians would be able to grasp the magnitude of the love of Christ. Paul said, quote, "I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." Unquote. Ephesians 3, verse 17 through 19, NIV. The words "rooted and established in love" are extremely important. Every aspect of your life should be deeply rooted in the love of God. Be filled to overflowing with God's love. Let it spill out every day to everyone you meet. Speak the name of Jesus Christ so that all the people you meet each day will learn of God's great love for them. When little children are afraid, and their loving parents reassure them and comfort them, fear disappears. You should have similar childlike trust in your Father and His great love for you. Focus on His indwelling presence. Know that He is with you every moment and that He has said again and again that He does not want you to be afraid. The love of God is the greatest power in the entire universe. Nothing in the world can stand up against the love of God. If you stay close to God by talking with Him in your daily appointment with Him and pray His word to Him, His love will be perfected in your life. Fear will not be able to obtain a foothold in your mind and your heart.